Desmond Bryant, so he didn't practice today? Is that precautionary or no?
Well, we're hoping that he's going to be able to practice tomorrow. And then we'll be able to make a decision after that. But we'll wait and see how he does tomorrow and how he practices. That's what our mindset is. I believe that's what his mindset is also. So
you've got a lot of guys on that list, about a third of the team, but it doesn't seem like there's anything really bad with most of those guys. Would you say at this point in the year that you're pretty healthy?
Well, I mean, you know, we've got some bumps and bruises, most of those injuries are not, anything that I believe is going to keep us out of a lot of games. But the guys are banged up a little bit. So we took the pads off of them a little bit this week and trying to get some of them back.
Penalties popped up a little bit the last two games, 21, I think it is, after 20 up to that 20. Is there any common thread in those, or is it most of them kind of correctable ones that you think you should be able to fix really quick?
Well, I think it's been both. I mean, last week we had a few more pre-snap penalties, which those are the ones that we totally control. There's no judgment involved in that at all. And those are the ones that we got to try to eliminate to the best of our ability. Some of the things that happened during the play, it comes down to whether the official deems it, a penalty or not. So, but that again is a lot of times technique issues that we can work on. So it's obviously part of what we work on. It's part of what we try to eliminate those things because they can cost you football games, but they are going to happen in the game.
It's not your first trip to Arrowhead Stadium, Coach. What are your thoughts on playing in that environment?
I think it's a great environment to play in. It's a tough arena, and they've traditionally played very well there. But I look forward to going there and playing, at their place because I think it's a good environment for football.
As defensive coordinator of the Broncos last year, what did you learn about them that you can apply now?
Well, they're different. They're different. Their offensive coordinator is different. The scheme's different. Some of the players are still the same, but it's a different scheme. Now we understand that there's some different matchups that we got to be prepared for. But there's not a whole lot of similarities.
The Kamahali quotes about Raiders being a dirty team.
Yeah.
What's your reaction?
He's entitled to his opinion.
Hey, this second week you've had a chance to look at Curry. If and when he comes back, have you thought more about how you're going to use him? Would he be the guy that he's kind of the backup at all of those positions now? Or?
Yeah, that's the way I would look at it. He's an experienced player. Obviously his ability to play multiple positions would certainly help us. Hopefully his health is going to be fine and we'll be able to get him back out there.
They probably wouldn't be acting this way.
I'm not ready to make that decision yet. He's been out here practicing. He's been taking reps with the defense. And so we don't have to make that decision until Saturday, so I'm going to wait till then to make that decision.
Do you have I think almost every coach here has a talk with Janikowski before the game. What are you comfortable with today, distance-wise, or does the special teams coach do that?
Usually the special teams coach talks to him. I talk more to Shane Leckler because I don't know if Janikowski will tell me the truth every time. So he thinks he can kick it from 70 every time. But we talk before the game and we have a feel for where's the comfort range and then where's the gotta have it range. And so we've got a plan in every game going for that.
You were aware of his history at Arrowhead?
No, I'm not totally aware of what his history is.
28 for 32, and he went 8 years without missing, and he hit the crossbar for 59 when he finally missed.
Well, let's keep that up. It's not much different than I think his history is most every other place he's been, too. So.
Yeah. But when a guy has when a kicker has had he's mentioned before in the previous years how much he loves to kick there. I'm not sure why he likes it so much. When a guy's got that kind of comfort level, kind of confidence.
Sure. Well, absolutely. When he feels comfortable kicking, it makes it a lot easier decision for us as coaches.